That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know we love this underwear, we love these socks and these shirts, and it can't hurt to say it again, son, you better be wearing MacWeldon.
They've got that line of silver underwear and shirts which are naturally antimicrobial, may eliminate odor, that's what that means. And you know it now, oh you didn't, well now you know, sir, if you don't like the first pair, you can keep it and they will refund you, no questions asked.
And my brother likes it, Scott likes it, and Zach likes it, they love to. You should wear it all of the time.
I'm wearing it right now. And for 20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com and enter that promo code
A book at checkout.
Tell your sister, tell your dad, tell your uncle, your aunt, and also your mom. Guess what's back? What's back is Palm!
Oh yeah, you want it. It's small, it's practical, it's a companion device that syncs with your existing smartphones, or all your info is there. And I think that you're gonna wanna try some, available on Verizon. It's not a replacement for your smartphone. Don't wanna leave that back. But if you wanna leave it home, and you wanna leave that phone at home, it gives you that attack at the mobility and compatibility, allowing you to leave it behind so you can focus on what's in front of you.
So go to palm.com to learn more, PLAPALM.com, and run to your nearest Verizon store to check out Palm.
Palm.com.
Check it out for yourself.
Palm.com.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical, and it's a great one. I can tell you already.
It's already a great one. We did it already. We listened to it. We printed out the script. We're just going to read it back right now. And it starts here. Hey, welcome to the Improvised Musical with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
We got Wicks on the sticks playing the drums, Dana Wickens. We got
King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarell on the keys. We got Brett Morris.
We got Karate Bird. We got Male Person Stacy. They're all here.
And we got, I suppose, the two suggest the pattern. So we suggest a pattern of a holiday tradition. Well, you know them as two of your absolute favorite guests we ever have on this show. The creators of some of your favorite episodes and songs of all time. Please welcome Beacons of Light, Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Okay. All right.
So it's already very good, as I said.
It's already very good.
So good.
That is all it takes to make a tradition, right? Is to do something twice.
That's it.
And to say, this is a tradition now.
Well, that's why it's a shame that so many traditions are by accident.
Yeah.
Because someone did something on purpose the first time, then on accident the second time.
Yeah. Do you know, I had that happen to me this morning.
Tell me the story.
I had an accidental traditional accident, which is that I wasn't on exactly the same day, but last Christmas morning, I
gave me a heart, and the very next day I gave it away.
Yeah.
And this year,
I'm going to do it again, even though, fool me once. I broke
you know, sometimes we have some Christmas morning mimosas in my family. Sure. And I broke a champagne glass last year.
In a rage?
No. Oh. In just like, my mom makes very strong coffee and I sort of like don't think about it. And then suddenly I'm like a jittering mess of a person. And it was the same sort of thing where my body was like a little frenetic and I dropped a champagne glass. And then we're with my husband's family this year, but we were with my mom last night and this morning. And it was the same thing. I broke a champagne glass again, jittery from her rocket fuel and having a little Mimo.
So now the tradition is to
break a champagne glass. Well, last year though, it was also like coupled with like, nobody made me feel bad at all. They were all like, it doesn't matter, no big deal. But I was like, I felt like I got a tiny bit of like, whoa, you broke that glass, huh? And I was like, haven't I done a lot of work for this Christmas?
Oh, wow.
It was like the one thing that like, I wrapped so many presents and got all the boxes down. Let me break a glass.
Even though no one was expressing.
No one.
Let me ask you.
Sometimes I wind myself up.
I can't imagine what that's like. But let me know how many cups of coffee you had and how many mimosas you had.
Yeah,
at this
I was
point.
Interested in the combo.
Well, here's the other thing is that you do that tricky thing where you're just like, let me warm the cup up. Because now the coffee's
it's
got.
Death. It's death. You must never do that.
Yes. And so then I've
sneakily. You've already got existing coffee.
Correct. And then you want it to warm it up.
I will not do that.
And so that means I can't tell you.
Yes,
like probably three.
Yeah.
In like the span of 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And only like one like the alcohol really. I probably needed more of it to counterbalance it.
If your mom's making this super solar serum or whatever, even in a diner, I will not have another cup of coffee until I finish until it's gone. So okay. I can keep track of how much coffee I'm having.
We cut to a diner on a snowy winter's night. Can I get you another cup of coffee?
I'm not sure. I'm not aware of how much I've had so far.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's kind of right now. I feel like everyone's cup should be, you know, runneth over.
It's that time of year. Yeah, you're right. What the hell? I'll have another cup of coffee.
All right, here you go. Glug, glug, glug.
Here it goes. Down the hatch. Will this be the cup that makes everything different? Or will this be the cup that keeps everything the same? I can't keep track. Will I be a lunatic? Or will I be perfect? A model coffee drinker, you'd want a frame.
Will this be the cup that makes him leave me a tip? Will this be the cup that makes me have the courage to finally quit? This be the cup.
Oh, sorry, Gerald. I'm just really slammed in my section. I didn't mean to bump into you.
Oh, no, it's okay. Honestly, I had to just get out of the kitchen for a second because it's madness back there. I should be back there making food. How many tables do you have right now?
Oh, I've got about five, but they all have children and they are just screaming, and I'm trying really hard to stay in the Christmas spirit, but man, is it hard. Oh, gosh, watch out! Oh, sorry, I almost dropped that cup.
Oh, that's okay. I caught it, like Spider-Man in that movie. Here.
Will this be the cup that makes him go out with me? 'Cause it didn't break, and he gave it back. Will this be the cup that can start a whole new life? I'm not saying anything crazy, not looking for.
Supposed to make for table 32. It was either a cup of clam chowder or a cup of beef stew, but I don't remember. And the ticket I ripped up, so I'm betting 50-50. Will this be the cup? And will Diane fall in love with me?
Will this be the cup?
Will this be the cup?
Will this be the cup? lady, I'm sorry. I'm a volunteer fire marshal, and I gotta tell you, nobody's leaving this diner tonight.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Before we get into that, you said you're a volunteer fire marshal?
That's right. I'm a volunteer fire marshal.
Yeah, I'm the regular fire marshal, and I refuse to do my job.
Sorry. I should have said, I volunteer for the fire marshal.
For me. Danny, this is David.
You two walked in together.
I know, I do all of his work. And I volunteer, I don't even get paid for it.
And now how come none of us can leave? What's going on? You're saying we're snowed in and there's no one going to be able to come and help us out? People have to get home.
You see, I'm in communication with some volunteer road workers, and these roads are all clogged. And the safest thing for us to do is to hunker down here in this diner on this night, Christmas Eve, and hope that they clear the roads by morning.
Ah, this stupid city with its volunteer infrastructure. I knew this would cause problems.
Well, if you wanted me to go into work day after day after day, this town shouldn't have such people that are willing to kind of pitch in at a moment's notice and for no pay.
Yeah, and if I had a more fulfilling career, I wouldn't have to seek hobbyist volunteer work to give myself purpose.
Oh, Danny, I never asked. What do you do when not volunteer style?
Oh, I'm an actuary.
That actuarially sounds pretty boring, so I get you. Ooh, I'm not a comedian. I'm a fire marshal.
Danny and David, can I get you something to drink? How about a nice warm cup of coffee?
Oh, thanks, Diane.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, too.
Well, I have almost no room in my section, but here, you can squeeze in at the end of the bar.
Oh, thanks. Ma'am! Ma'am! Ma'am!
Hang on a second. I'll be right back. Coming! Yes, what is it?
Wait. It's coming from my mom.
Oh, you were call- I thought you said ma'am.
Oh, no, I was saying ma'am. Do you see her?
What?
Sorry, you're our waitress and you've been very nice.
Brittany, well, I was in the bathroom for like 3 seconds. What do you want?
Oh, I just was saying we're stuck here for Christmas Eve. It's literally like a child's nightmare.
What?
We're stuck here for Christmas Eve.
Says who?
That volunteer fire marshal.
Well, I'll wait till I hear it from a real fire marshal. Thank you very much. Come, get your coat. We're leaving.
But mom, the storm.
No, please don't leave. You can't. It's not safe. We can make it a real fun time here tonight, okay? I've got an idea. Just hang tight, all right?
Okay.
Gerald.
Hmm?
I have an idea. This might be my chance.
To do what, Diane?
To share some of my Christmas songs with everybody.
the ones you write when you're on break?
Yeah. I've got some CDs in the car. I mean, only my dog bought one, and, you know, that's not even really a thing.
I was going to say, how did that work? What gave you that idea that happened?
Well, I took pictures of it, of the transaction with the paw and some money, and it was my Christmas card. It's very sad. I don't want to talk about it.
No, Diane, it's not sad. It's whimsical. And honestly, your whole album is whimsical.
Thank you so much. I didn't know you listened to it.
I've kind of been listening to it as you've been workshopping it very loudly back here as you kind of go about your business.
Oh, dear. I didn't know I was being so loud.
No, it's great. I think this is great. I think that table specifically needs one of your songs right now.
And you never know. There might be some fancy producer who got stuck. I mean, this place is full. You just don't know who's here.
It's true. You really don't.
Sometimes all you need is a wish and a prayer. Sometimes all you need, and then your dreams are standing right there. Sometimes you have to hunt, sometimes you have to fish, and sometimes it just drops in your lap. Here it is, a Christmas wish.
A wish on a star, everyone knows about that. But there are so many wishes in sizes slim and fat. Thanks. Is it okay if I kind of like sing the part of the song that you wrote?
I really liked it.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to sing the whole thing or if you wanted me to sing something.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was hoping that you would. Okay. I wanted to believe that you know it. Now I know you weren't lying.
No, I actually know it by heart. I'll throw these papers away.
Will you do the part will you do the rap about my dog with me too?
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure.
Wait, but we're not there yet.
No, sure. Some wishes are slim, and some wishes are fat, but other things that are people make wishes like this rapping dog and cat.
I'm a dog, I love Christmas the most. The only wish that I really want is a side of toast. And maybe a scrambled egg, and you can just drop it inside of my bowl. It makes my stomach feel warm when the outside is cold.
Yeah, but I'm a cat, you gotta know it and how. I'm here for Christmas and I'm the cat, meow. Oh yeah, that's right, I'm gonna come and frisk ya, because I know that you got something I want, and my whiskers are gonna feel it out. Oh yeah, that's right, I am her, because I know what I want and you're gonna make me purr. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
No.
Yeah, the fire marshal and the volunteer fire marshal have both said.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how the heck did you get through that winter storm?
Well, I am French, so I just sort of kind of sidled around it without...
He Frenched his way up here.
You're a French Hollywood assistant, so you're used to, like, both having, like, a blasé attitude and having to do, like, unrealistic things.
And also being able to make it through no matter rain, nor sleet, nor snow, or hail. I am French, and my name is Kale.
This is Kale, my assistant.
Bonjour.
Oh, hi.
Anyway, these scripts are here. You say we are staying here for all of Christmas?
Looks that way, yeah.
Mr. Shiner. Well, I feel bad. A producer of your esteem would be trapped here for this, the holiest of holies.
Kale, it's Christmas, so call me Ken.
Ken?
Yeah.
Mon Dieu.
No, before you get too excited, that's not my actual first name, but I am granting you a first name to call me for the Christmas season.
Oh, of course. Famously, no one knows your real first name.
And they never will.
Yes, Monsieur Shiner. Ken, as it is for today.
Yes.
Would you like to go through some of these scripts and sort of get ahead of the game, or would you just sort of like to enjoy your cup of coffee alone? Your cup of coffee is half full. Waitress, would you fill
it up? It might be half empty. I'm not sure.
Sorry, did you say you needed some coffee?
Yes, do you know who this is? This is famous Hollywood producer, Monsieur Shiner.
Oh, Mr. my God. Shiner. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. That just surprised me. I'm sorry. I will clean that up. Hang on a second. I will be right back. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. Gerald, I just spilled coffee all over the producer.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember. Was this supposed to be clam chowder or split pea soup? Wait, you did what?
I spilled some coffee on him. I don't even know how much. I ran away very quickly. I'm so scared. This is exactly what I wanted.
Jenny, can you help me talk her down real quick?
Yeah. You two, honestly, come on.
Jenny, what are you?
Come on.
What are you?
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
No, sorry. She's stressed out about something.
No,
she
I know, but come on. But come on. You guys.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If you don't see it by now. Cupid, Dasher and Dancer, why don't you just admit your love? Why don't you take a chance? If you don't see it, you don't see it by now, then I don't know how. You can drop a cup of coffee, you can forget soup or stew, but that's not really what's at the heart. That's not what eating you. If you can't see it, well then let me show. I can be the one to tell you so.
Wait, I think I maybe see what she's saying. I'm such a drip. Saying maybe there is something here. Hey, thanks for the tip.
No problem.
Well, I am telling you, it's a message from above. Let's just 86 the lives and realize this is love.
It is, and I see it. This is love. It couldn't be anything else. This is love, and I see it. Hey, Jenny, thanks for the help. And honestly, I was worried that this wasn't the time to have this conversation, because you seemed upset about that producer out there, like he ruined your future occupation.
Could I get some napkins? I'm covered in coffee. It's soaked through my shirt now. I smell like a coffee farm.
I can see it. You need napkins. And I'm sorry, sir, I pumped you with caffeine. gonna be a, it's gonna be a lot harder. Good, good. So you guys know you're in love. Good. Get some napkins for this man. Phew.
Here, here's some napkins. It's Thank Mr. you. Shiner?
Yeah, Mr. Shiner. Could I get it maybe more than two?
Oh, sure.
Here, take the whole dispenser.
Thanks, I love you.
I love you too. And tell him about your CD.
Should we get married?
I mean, yes.
Can I get them soon? It's starting to cool
here
on
you
me
go,
now.
Here you
it
go.
Feels
here's,
clammy.
Here's a pack of 50.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Tell okay. him. Tell him.
I can't yet. It seems too soon. Everything's happening so fast.
Ma'am! Ma'am!
Yes, hang on a second.
God.
Ma'am!
Yes, how can I help you? Were you saying mom or ma'am?
No, this time I was saying ma'am. Ma'am, I went into your car. Don't ask me how. I'm mischievous. Okay, you can ask me how.
I helped the child get through the snow into the car and then back into the building.
I met this guy, and we had some serious laughs. So I took your keys out of your purse because I was looking for any kind of lozenge or something I could suck on that would taste like candy to make up for the fact that I'm a child in a diner on Christmas Eve. And then I went in your car, and I made this beautiful ornament thing that we can hang up everywhere out of these CDs I found in your car. Look, I covered them in hot glue and glitter and pipe cleaners.
No!
And they're beautiful. And we can decorate the diner with them. Isn't that great?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sorry,
miss,
you have something to tell me?
Mister, do you want an ornament?
Oh, look how nice. That looks like that's so lovely for the holidays.
Thank you so much.
What a resourceful young child
you
are.
I'm resourceful and mischievous.
Wait, what's happening?
You know what? Somebody like you.
No.
You've got a real star quality.
No.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to see me tap dance?
What?
I do want to see you
Mom,
tap
my
dance.
Taps!
Oh my God.
I am in dance classes all the time. I don't have friends my own age. I'm ready to work and I don't need a childhood. Shuffle off to Buffalo.
That was very impressive. I am worried about your taps. I think they might not be regulation.
Yeah, I made them myself.
Now I'm even more impressed than I was before.
No, you are not, Brittany, you are not allowed to follow stardom dreams.
Mom!
Unless a producer greenlights a job for you so that I know your career is safe, I just can't allow it. It's simply too much of a risky career.
Guys! Bad news! The snow is getting worse!
What?
What, Daniel?
It's David. It's okay.
Sorry.
This is Danny.
Danny.
No, okay. I honestly appreciate like you even taking a shot in the dark.
I mean, I had a 50-50 and I blew it. I'm sorry.
Guys, the lights, the power's out. I'm sorry.
Well, then we should go out right now. Take it from me, a fire marshal.
Wait, really?
What were you saying?
I was saying we're going to have to light some candles in here.
I guess we're going to have to light some candles, guys. The volunteer took over for me, so listen to him.
What was your solution?
Go out there and brave the storm.
Okay, I think we should go with the candle idea.
Will they go out there and brave the storm?
With the candle idea?
Probably the latter. But what will happen with that waitress and her dreams? And that other waitress who's a matchmaker? And that producer? And that small child? Find out when we return after the intermission of A Cup Full of Christmas, the musical!
Honk shoe, honk shoe, honk shoe, honk shoe.
Gotta wake up now, because it's a Lisa mattress advertisement time. You know that quality night's sleep helps you recover from distractions faster, prevent burnout, make better decisions, and improve your memory and overall make fewer mistakes, and you honk shoe so much better.
Honk shoe, it's not marketing, it's science, honk shoe.
To design a better mattress and give you a quality night's sleep, Lisa leveraged 30 plus years of experience and hundreds of hours of scientific testing to develop the perfect mattress for all body shapes and sleeping types.
Lisa's mission is to provide a better night's sleep for everybody. Through their 110 program, they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell. That's more than 31,000 mattresses and counting.
They strive to leave the world better than they found it, but that doesn't stop with mattress donations. Together with the Arbor Day Foundation, Lisa plants one tree for every mattress they sell. You know it. We've said it.
We love it. We sleep on it, honk shoe, and it makes us feel good, and it makes us feel good about what they do for the world. Give yourself the gift of a better night's rest this holiday. Get $160 off a Lisa mattress at LEESA.com/offbook. Use promo code offbook at checkout.
That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code offbook.
Finding the perfect vacation home can be hard. You start off looking for a beach house big enough for six and wind up watching videos of surfing dogs. We've all been there.
We love those dogs, but did you know that VRBO does the hard work for you, matching you and the perfect place to stay for your getaway every time?
Download the VRBO app and you'll discover everything from condos to cabins to villas and castles.
Gotta get that castle, live that castle life, but whatever your budget and whatever you want from the home, maybe it's a garden or a grill or a massive private pool,
okay,
or a place that's kid and pooch friendly or a castle, VRBO's got you covered.
If you're all about ease and convenience, you'll love the VRBO app. It's got great ratings in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store, and you can use it to browse and book dreamy vacation homes from just about anywhere.
The people love it, and they spoke with their reviews. It's also really useful when you're on vacation because you can send instant messages to the homeowner directly from the app.
Let VRBO find a home that matches you. It's probably a castle.
Yeah. Download the VRBO app today and put an end to frustrating vacation searches and say hello to castles.
Castles. Welcome back!
We're back from intermission.
It's a cup full of Christmas. So many different strangers and friends and lovers locked in a diner. What will happen now?
Anyway, as we were saying, all the firemen agree it's too dangerous to go outside and we should stay in here.
Oh, good. You agree with me?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal.
You're much better at this job than I ever was.
Listen.
Wow.
Gerald, it's a stroke of luck. We need some candles, and I have some in my backpack, and maybe I can do my candle song.
Yeah, that's a great idea. After that child ruined all your CDs, what did she? She turned the CDs into ornaments? I assume outside of the cases, though, right? Because otherwise it would just be, we would just open the cases.
Well,
oh, no, those
they
are just
were just loose in my car. Look, oh. I should be better at this.
Honestly?
It looks like I wore them as sandals.
Did you put them up on, like, Spotify? I feel like...
What's that?
Oh, God, Diane.
What? Am I doing it wrong?
Well, it's just that so few people carry around physical CDs these days.
My parents got divorced early.
But we never will, because we're going to get married, and it's going to work out.
That's right.
We're not rushing into this, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, I love you very
much. Wait, are we engaged? I can't remember if we decided it or not.
Well, you said we should get married, and I said, yeah, we should. That's kind of like an
engagement. We skipped the engagement.
Oh.
Are we married? I don't know how this works. My parents got divorced early.
Listen, we can take it fast, but also a little bit slow.
Take it slow.
We can take it fast, but not as fast as some people think, you know. Like we can jump to engagement right from love. But maybe there's a couple things in the middle we can put on our gloves, if you know what I mean.
We can take it fast, we can take it medium and slowish. It doesn't matter as long as you and I still have a glowish about us of love and that we are on the same page. I just wanna be with you till we are of older age. So I could only decide that you're something I need. So this love is something we can take at our own speed.
We're taking it fast, but not that fast.
But not that fast.
But still pretty fast. But not insanely fast.
Not that much at all.
If we were married, that's not even going fast. That's just skipping to the end, and everything else gets passed.
It doesn't matter, we live on our love's power. We can go 0 or 100 miles of love per hour.
Love has no speed limit, although maybe it should. Not as fast as we are going. Honestly, it feels so good. We're taking
it fast. We can take it slow.
We can
take it high. And we can take it low. And
we're taking it still pretty fast, but not insanely slow.
Fast, 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 fast.
We can take it down too much.
Slow it down and speed it up.
The ending of my Christmas. Taking it fast. But sorry, you said you have candles in your bag?
Yes.
Yeah, we need those, so sure, let's get them out.
Okay.
Mr. Shiner, right?
I'm yeah,
sorry
that's right.
again about the coffee.
That's okay. Your name is Jenny, yes?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Gerald's been real distracted, and I don't like to make a big deal of it, but I'm actually a bit of a chef myself, and I thought maybe the Mother's Day pancakes would cheer you up.
Really? You'd make an off-season pancake for me?
I already made.
What?
Here you go. I mean, you don't have to have it or anything. I just boy, you know, I thought I'd do something special for you. It looks like you got a bunch of papers you gotta go through.
Well, yeah, these are all different scripts for movies.
From all of the hottest Hollywood writers and all of the bravest Hollywood men and women putting themselves on the line.
They're very brave. This is my assistant, Kale. He's French.
Bonjour.
Oh, hi.
This is Jenny Waitress.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's honestly fine.
Honestly, he plays kind of fast and loose with names. I wouldn't take it super personally.
No, I'm certainly not. Like, honestly, it worked out for me. Yeah, Jenny, waitress. Mm-hmm, that's what I am.
Okay. Like yeah. Like in the old days when your last name was your occupation.
That's right. So you're shyness, so you shine things up?
In a way, I do. You know, my job as a big Hollywood producer is to take this garbage, like you see before you, this
stack
of scripts,
yeah,
and make it into something that people want to see.
Oh, but like, what do you want to see?
Well, no one's ever asked me that before.
Really? I mean, that seems like, ding dong, most obvious question.
That would be the first question I ask a producer if I wanted to sell a project. Be like, okay, well, what's the project that you want to see?
No one's ever, Kale, why didn't you bring this up before? No one's ever asked me that.
Oh, I just kind of assumed it was like the first, I don't know.
Well, Kale, were you in a position where maybe you felt like you couldn't because you're like, he's your superior?
Oh, well, definitely that.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like most of the time, you and I rarely see each other because I'm out in, like, the rain and the snow and pushing through crowds, sleet, hail.
The gloom of night.
Acid rain. Commonly the gloom of night. Mm-hmm. Like a real, real thick fog.
Right.
Like too thick.
Tooth, like a real pea super.
A real pea super.
All right, but yeah.
But I've spent so much time trying to figure out what everyone else wants to see, I never imagined myself being the audience and thinking, what do I want to see?
But you must have fallen in love with the pictures at some point. You know, there must be some kind of story you'd like to see.
Yeah, you know what? I think there might be. When I was a boy. Going to the movies, I'd sit and stare at the silver screen, watching heroes run around.
Run, run, run.
So tough and brave.
So brave, so tough.
From cowboys to spacemen.
Everything in between.
I liked all those stories, except comedy. I hated anyone being a clown.
Sure.
I like to see a man shooting a gun. Bow! And I like to see blood spurting out of another one. And I like to see more guns being shot. As long as those people who are bleeding, they got what they got.
So you're a classic action man.
Yes, I am.
Just a classic action man.
Something clever, but not too clever. Clever enough for someone who isn't clever at all. And I wanna see.
He wants to see.
A gigantic explosion.
Boom, boom, pow.
As a man walks away, not even turning around.
Such a classic action man.
What is it, Kale?
For so long I've been around,
think the perfect movie for you to see would be a one where a man shoots a clown. Because you love shooting and you hate clowns, so I put those two together. I'm not sure if the stack has a script like that, but we could write one that you love forever for a classic action man. Clown killer.
That this stack, I'm sorry, I've been kind of thumbing through them. They're all like period dramas, like a lot of British manor house stuff.
What's worse than that?
Why are you doing this when you're such a classic action man?
Well, first of all, thank you, Ms. Waitress, for covering these scripts for me.
No problem.
Now I don't need to read them, which is heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this idea, Kel. We could write our own movie.
Yes, but seeing as there are so many action movies, don't you feel like you need some sort of hook, way? Like, the clown is good, because most of the time the clown is like some sort of like horror element. But it's not like a bunch of clowns getting shot a lot, which is kind of what I'm picturing for this, right?
Right.
You want to see a clown get shot. You want to see a lot of clowns get shot.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be all types of clowns. It doesn't have to be like your classic circus or party clown.
Sure,
but
sure. It could be like a man who like is clownish in his behavior.
Yeah, it could be a class clown.
A class clown.
It could be a sports mascot.
But what if, I just don't know.
What is it, Kale? Tell me.
I just feel like it's maybe missing a sort of classic element to push it to the next level.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
What?
Come on, you guys know what it is.
Miss Waitress, what?
Come on. You
Jenny?
Know what it is.
What?
Come on. You know what it is.
You know what? She's right, Kel.
You know what it is.
I do know what it is. You know,
we'll say it at the same time. Since
yes,
we both
will.
Know what it is.
That's right.
We'll all say it on
three, two, one.
A number Christmas. One credit song. Oh.
What did you say?
Well, you know what? We're both right.
Because it sounded like
I said a number one hit credit song.
A number one hit credit song.
And I also think you should set it at Christmas. You're both right. Those classic action movies, you know, like a Die Hard, where it's set at Christmas.
Thank you.
And it gives it stakes.
It's a Christmas movie. That's
I
a very
disagree.
Unique.
It's clearly set at Easter.
It's a well, that's a cognitive problem with you, I think. It's
yeah,
very much set at Christmas.
It's definitely at Christmas.
No, but there are all those Easter details throughout, like when he wears the fluffy red Easter hat
oh my
with
gosh.
The little white ball at the end.
I forget. In France, Christmas is something. Different.
Gerald!
Yeah.
Gerald, come over here.
What's that?
You will never believe this.
Okay.
Well, do you not see that producer over there?
Oh, wait, I have something else you'll never believe, but
what?
You go first.
No, you go first.
Jenny's been hiding Meyer lemons from me in here.
What?
Remember when I told that person that they couldn't have the Mother's Day special because I didn't have any Meyer lemons? She's been, there's a whole section of this walk-in refrigerator that I didn't go in because there was a big paper sign on it that says, Jenny's stuff, don't go in.
Yeah.
It's more food that I'm not allowed to cook with. Anyway, I'll talk to her later. What about you?
Well, I was just about to go over to their table and try to sing this candle song. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's my way in. If I can sing the candle song, then maybe they could let me sing another one. And get this. They're talking about this idea for a movie.
Okay.
About, like, clowns being shot and it having to do with Christmas.
Sure.
I mean, like, that's the last song that I just wrote. I don't even know why it came to me. It was just, like, I dreamt it and then I woke up and I wrote Christmas in Clown Town.
Okay, then I...
And it's extremely violent. I don't even know why I made it that way.
No.
Probably because my parents were divorced.
Sure, sure. Diane, here's my only concern. I think you're going to get one shot to sing a song to a man at the table that doesn't know you. And I just want to think you should probably pick the right one, right?
I
love your candle song. I really do.
So do I.
I haven't heard Christmas in Clown
Town. I know, that's what's nerve-wracking about it. It's not been tested.
But it seems more germane to what he's interested in at the moment.
I don't know.
Now, Jenny, what you have to understand is at Christmas, there's tons of candles. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's candles all over the place. Some are left over from Hanukkah.
Okay, wait, maybe I can combine the two.
What?
Oh my God, this is it.
So what I'm worried about is candles are covered. I guess I'm worried the song would be about candles.
Yeah, I agree. It should definitely not be about candles. And you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
I think I think also it shouldn't really be too on the nose about like the plot of the movie at all. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
no,
it's think not, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Right. Thank you so much. Like, think My Heart Will Go On. It's not
they
like
want,
saying
they want, like,
when
a Brian Adams
My Heart
song?
Will Go On after the Titanic sunk.
You know, yeah. And it
say My Heart Will Go On.
I don't know. I think that one of your ideas is explicitly not what they want, and one of them is too on the nose. So.
What if I just make it
ma'am,
about metaphors?
Ma'am!
Are you calling mom or God, ma'am?
Both.
Brittany, what
I'm freaking out right
what
now.
What do you want?
Ma'am.
What?
Ma'am. Ma'am? Ma'am. Ma'am. Listen, I changed my mind. I do want a rag childhood. But you have, and I mean this as a compliment, you have sweet, killer, momager instincts. And this little lady over here, she needs you, mom. Ma'am, I think yes. You might need my mom more than I do.
Really?
Because, like, I sort of feel like I got me covered. But, mom, I think you need this ma'am.
Wait,
because,
are you a momager?
I mean, I was for the brief moment in which I thought that my little girl had secured a deal from that producer man.
Well, this but is now Hollywood. Now, things move fast.
But now it seems like you don't. Okay, so just to be clear, you don't want to be a child star.
No, mom. I think, like, I'll.
Oh, thank God.
I think I'll, oh, like, thank God. You know, circle back. Like, maybe I'll, like, see if I still like it.
Okay, great.
Like, we should, like, do it as, like, a hobby right now and, like, try to, like, stoke my passion.
Okay,
but
great.
Not, like, try to make money off of it yet.
So that's really sweet of you. Can I just tell you what's going on right now? Just give you, like, a quick recap. Do you know who that is over there? That mm-hmm. producer?
Yeah. Okay. That's Mr. Shiner.
Yeah, we were, like, halfway through it, like, an overall deal for me. Like, a talent holding.
Oh, God. Well.
Sorry.
Hold on. Sorry. As your new manager, which is the Christmas wish I'm granting to my daughter, you get one. That was it.
Aww.
I'm going to manage this lady.
Aww.
I'm going to give her another one later, but it will be a surprise. With kids, you have to build up their expectations. But hold on, this is manager talk right now.
So, I have this candle song, and I have this
no, throw it away.
Killer Clown song.
Throw that one away,
just
too.
Thinking, but
they're both bad. Throw them both away.
But
Jenny, hold on a second. What if it was a song that combined all of those elements? Like, it had candles and killing clowns.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think that, like, could work, but here's what I think. Everything needs to be, like, a metaphor. You know what I mean? Like, it all needs to be like
I never want to hear the word clown. I never want to hear the word candle.
Well, here's what I'll say. Here's what I will say.
Maybe.
I could maybe hear the word candle if it was a metaphor for a clown.
I want to hear candle. Yes. I want to hear the word candle once at max, and it has to be a metaphor for a clown.
Listen, you're my favorite client. I love you. You know I'd do anything for you. What's your name?
It's Diane.
Diane, I've always believed in you and I always will. That last idea that you had, it's great. I'm sorry I shat on it. That was a test. You passed.
Thank okay? you. I think I've got to go do it. I feel like I know what to do. I just have no idea how it's going to come out.
Hey, I'm here for you. I'll be coaching you from the back.
Okay. Hey, Gerald.
Yeah?
Oh, thanks. You played the track already. Okay.
I was just listening to this. Do you want me to bring it out to the floor?
Yeah, can you plug it into the speakers?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. We still don't have any power, but, you know, sorry. I'm also, like, a volunteer civil engineer. I could just sort of, like, stack a couple cups in front of, like, the speaker of your phone. And then, here you go.
That's great, Danny.
This is David.
Oh,
thank you for trying.
Hello? Can everyone hear me?
Hold on. Oh, that feedback.
I'm sorry. This goes out to Mr. Shiner.
That's me.
I have a song for you, and I hope you like it.
I hope so, too.
Candle, candle, candle.
Yes.
Can you even handle? Candle, candle, candle. Can you handle my light? Candle, candle, candle. I am the one.
I know she said candle like way more than one time. But what do you think?
I lost count after a while.
But what do you think?
Diane, that was great. I'm going to follow up, okay? I'm going to make that follow-up meeting right now, okay? I think it went great. How did you think it went?
I mean, I feel really good about it. Did I say candle too much?
You say candle a lot.
I thought they said I could say it, but I think I took that and ran with it.
I think they explicitly said that they wanted to hear it one time.
Oh, did they say one time?
You know what?
Shoot.
It's okay. I'm gonna follow up because you went in there. You made a big choice. That's important. You got to just go in and make a big choice, and you did that.
Thank you.
Anyway, Jenny, so I'm just talking to you now.
And we're just talking.
And
because we're having a conversation.
Exactly. We're having a conversation
happened,
where it's you and me.
And it's you and me. And
hello. We're saying, that, well, who's this?
We're Brittany's, interrupted.
Brittany's mom from Brittany's Mom Management. Here's my card.
Oh, you're from BMM?
Yep. I sure am. You just heard one of my client's songs, and I just wanted to see what you think. Just wanted to follow up.
Wait, that In Love Waitress that was singing? She's your client?
Her name's Diane. She's going to be real big, and you're going to want to green light her right now, otherwise, because we got other people.
Hold on a second. Was this all a setup? The snowstorm? The fire marshals? A slow clap. Where's that coming from?
From me, Jenny. Waitress isn't my last name.
What?
Yeah, Waitress isn't my last name.
You misled me.
Well, did I, or...
To be fair, boss, you kind of put that label on there, and then you just sort of went with it.
Etou Kale.
Well, actually, my name's not Kale.
What? Your accent! It fell down! What? Another slow clap? This is two in a row!
Yes. Kale and I work together, and we come from a... Well...
From a what?
You know.
I feel like you're going to say something weird.
No.
Is it weird? Or is it just right? Two little Christmas angels sent to a diner on a snowy night. But actually they sent themselves down earlier to get it right. So Kale came down 2 years ago and got work as a Hollywood assistant, yes. And I've been here for about 10 months learning how to be a waitress. But we are Christmas angels.
We are Christmas angels.
Give our Christmas wishes.
Hear your Christmas wish.
We are Christmas angels. Playing a long game for your Christmas wishes.
Okay, well done, well.
You're saying well done to yourself.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not the reason that the volunteer fire marshal, will slow clapping.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought for a second.
Didn't it seem odd to you?
Someone else? Who's slow clapping now?
On me, the volunteer fire marshal.
Both fire marshals are clapping?
Well, do we have a surprise for you?
Another surprise?
Oh, sure. Didn't it seem just a little bit odd there'd be a fire marshal volunteer when you heard that job title? Didn't you think, ooh, that's weird?
And was it snow this time in Los Angeles? Just a little bit odd. Maybe weirder than two guys having the same job.
Well, that's because we are Christmas angels. We are also Christmas angels, independently of those other two. We didn't know they were going to be here, but we are
also Christmas angels, here to help you with your Christmas wish.
Gerald, I'm scared. Am I a Christmas angel? I'll meet Diana.
Oh, God, I don't think so. I'm not.
What?
Come on, guys, no child actually speaks that articulate.
Reunion in here. I have.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
We are Christmas angels.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to say I'm not really from Brittany's mom's management.
Yeah, yes. Everyone understands that now. Everyone who's not a Christmas angel.
It looks like you and me, Mr. Shiner, we're the only ones who want Christmas angel.
There's one more.
Jenny?
No, I'm a Christmas angel.
Yeah.
No,
but
Gerald?
Gerald?
You're not a Christmas angel?
No.
We just had this conversation in the back. No.
Both fire marshals are Christmas angels.
Right.
Jenny and
mom.
Kale and Brittany and
Jenny
mom.
Jenny and Kale, okay. All right, so it's an even six Christmas
even six
angels.
Christmas angels, three mortals. Finding themselves, finding their story, finding their dreams, their love and their glory.
I'm not sure that's true.
Really?
I don't think that I've found anything.
You did. Wait.
I mean, I talked about movies that I liked, but I already knew that I liked those things.
But you were making them.
And I sang a song for you. Come on, how did it make you feel? This is Hollywood, so when a bell rings, an angel gets a development deal. Don't let me down. Come on, what do you say? Let's be partners together, and you can have the song just your way.
Ding dong.
I have a lot to think about this Christmas time. I've seen existence of the proof of God, and it's kind of melting my mind.
I think we've all got a lot to think about. It's filling our brains up. Why don't you think over it while you drink this steaming hot cup?
And what? Mr. Shiner, I know it's a lot and you'll never be the same. But let me call you by your first name. It's me, God, speaking directly to you.
I'm having a psychotic break.
You're not, I promise. I know it's a lot, but here's what you have to know about me, God.
Okay.
I'm also a classic action man.
What?
I'm a classic action man.
That explains all the war.
Yeah, I'm a classic action man.
And the metaphors.
Yeah, I'm a classic action man. You know, a little bit quippy, but not too quippy, you know?
This is unbelievable. Now I see how close I am to the divine. I'm just like God. I like to see people being killed all the time. What a Christmas miracle to find out that I'm just like the Almighty. You know what? Your song is going to be in the movie. Alrighty!
Ding dong.
I guess this was the cup.
The cup that brought it all together. The cup that saved the world.
I guess this was the cup.
Robinhood is an investing app.
Robinhood, you know it, you love it. It's that app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. So even if you are a stock market newcomer, you can invest for the first time with true confidence. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, which means you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
Did you see what I did there? I see the whistling song from Robin Hood, the Disney movie, which is my favorite Disney movie.
It's my favorite portrayal of a fox. And with clear design and easy to understand charts and market data, Robinhood lets you place a trade on your smartphone in just 4 taps. So I just downloaded this. It's super easy. It was really easy to set up. And I'm like already having a great time exploring stocks that I can buy so simply. And also, you guys got to get into those cryptos, bros.
Will you please remember me when you're very, very wealthy?
I will.
You know what? Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. And those are some good stocks, guys. So sign up at offbook.robinhood.com. That's offbook.robinhood.com.
Robinhood.com, walking through your web browser.
Oodle-lolly, golly, what an ad is over now.
Hello there. Are you still searching for the perfect holiday gift?
I am. I've waited too long.
Well, Zach, look no further than Stitcher Premium Gifting is now available.
Wait, so I can give the podcast lover in my life the gift of 21,000 hours of premium content, ad-free listening, exclusives, bonus episodes, stand-up comedy albums, and so much more?
That's right. Stitcher Premium Gifting is available in 3-month, 6-month, or 1-year options, and your special someone will receive the gift via email with a link to redeem.
Guys, go to stitcher.com/gift to purchase yours today.
Noise!
Thank you so much for
I can't believe we just performed a musical version of a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we did that. They're going to be furious.
Hey, Netflix, buy it.
Hey.
Yeah, right?
Hey, that playlist is beginning to look a lot like Netflix. We'll make it. Thanks. We'll make it. Thanks.
Is that a real thing?
It is real.
Oh, dear.
That's amazing.
It's where they have like Christmas content, but also they've started making their own Christmas movies.
I've noticed that.
Princess Swap. Christmas Inheritance.
Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah.
The Princess Swap was the, in terms of those Prince of the Pauper type, let's switch places, the fastest agreement to a swap ever.
So fast. They're like, you're right. We do look the same.
Within 10 minutes of meeting, they're like, let's change lives.
Let's do this.
Gotta see it. Haven't
let's
seen it
Let's switch lives.
It's wild.
It's something else.
This wouldn't be our traditional holiday episode that we've done every time unless we did it, the thing that we did last time, which is... take out all of the actual words from the 12 Days of Christmas do it again with new ones. And then we did realize last time we were doing this that it is very long and very hard.
Yes,
we're going to change neither of those things. We've decided that that's good.
Yeah.
But we're
going to change the content.
We're going to change the content. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a new one because honestly, I don't remember a single thing from the last one. But
nor do I.
What would be, what's a good like sort of umbrella to try to have all these things fall under?
Boy. Is this...
Umbrellas?
Is
that a bad suggestion?
Yeah, 12 umbrellas. Just all umbrella specifics.
Are there 12 umbrellas?
We're going to find out.
No!
Cowards!
No!
No, we don't have to do umbrellas.
There's travel and regular.
And parasol.
Travel-related cocktail.
And they get blown in the wind.
There's definitely
and
not
Mary
12.
Mary Poppins and bird-handled ones.
Bird-handled
I feel like those are the same.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Oh, Zach, are you sleepy, honey?
No,
he's rubbing his eyes. He's rubbing his eyes.
When you're sleepy, do you put your finger directly into your eye?
Yeah, that's what I do.
As if something is stuck there? You know, the sleep, to try to get the sleep
that's
out.
That's how I know.
Because the sleep is stopping me from singing. I'm fine.
Okay, here are my two thoughts so far.
Yeah.
Something Netflix themed.
Mm-hmm.
Or sleep routine themed.
I had
trout. Did you say trout?
Trout trapping?
Boy, you guys didn't even let me get the second syllable out. I said travel.
Travel
related items. That's all I had.
Oh, it's a big travel time.
It is a travel time. So things would come in handy, like an umbrella, but we can't use that.
Okay, we've burned it. I did hear trout.
Oh my God.
Dude. This is the 12 days of Fishmas.
No.
Oh no.
On the first day of Fishmas, my true love gave to me California State Fish Garibaldi.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two kissing parrots
and the California State Garibaldi.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me wild sockeye salmon,
two kissing parrots,
and the California Garibaldi.
On the fourth
day of Christmas.
Okay. On the fourth day of Fishmas, my true love gave to me
three, carnival go foot.
Do it. You got it. You
four. I'm already trying to count down. Four.
Three, well, four. Fuck, I failed it. Two, kissing parrots.
And the California Garibaldi. On the fifth day of fish, Miss my true love gave to me.
Five, anchovies.
Four, carnival goldfish.
Three, sockeye salmon. Two, kissing parrots.
And the California Garibaldi.
On the sixth day of fish, Miss my true love gave to me. Huma huma nuka nuka wapa wapa.
Jesus Christ.
Five, anchovies.
Four, carnival goldfish.
Three, sockeye salmon. Two, kissing parrots.
And the California Garibaldi.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven beluga caviar, six tomahawk,
five anchovies,
four carnival goldfish,
three sockeye salmon,
two kissing parrots,
and a California Garibaldi. On the eighth day of fish, Miss, my true love gave to me
eight carnivorous catfish,
seven beluga caviar, six tomahawk,
five anchovies,
four carnival goldfish,
three sockeyed salmon, two kissing parrots,
and a California Garibaldi.
On the ninth day of fish, Miss, my true love gave to me
nine trout. carnivorous catfish.
Seven beluga caviar.
Six five anchovies.
Four
carnival goldfish. Three sockeyed salmon. Two kissing parrots.
And a California Garibaldi.
On the tenth day of fish, Miss, my true love gave to me
ten jolly jellyfish,
nine trout,
six
carnivorous catfish,
seven beluga caviar,
six
five anchovies,
four carnival goldfish,
three sockeyed salmon, two kissing parrots, and a California Garibaldi. Day of fish, Miss, my true love gave to me
a really big tilapia.
Ten jolly jellyfish,
nine trout,
eight carnivorous catfish,
seven beluga caviar,
six
five
carnival catfish,
three sockeye salmon,
two kissing parrots,
and a California Garibaldi.
Number 12!
On the 12th day of fish, Miss, my true love gave to me
a 12 tray Anastasios,
11
really big tilapia,
10 jolly jellyfish,
9 trout,
seven beluga caviar,
six humulanakanawa,
five anchovies,
four carnival goldfish, three sockeye salmon,
two kissing parrots,
and a California Garibaldi.
Listen to everything, follow them. Listen to everything, watch everything. Oh my gosh.
Merry Fishmas to all you
Merry
and yours.
And
Merry
to all a good pike.
All a good pike.
Delighted and horrified.
That was great. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, everyone. Hold your fish tight and your fish is tighter.
And as we say at the end of every episode,
that's a traditional holiday episode that we do the same way every time.
Holiday episode, we say, when there's a fish in a manger.
You're so far from danger.
Merry Fishman!
Merry Fishman! Struggling to find the perfect vacation home? You need VRBO. It's going to get you in that castle. They do the hard work for you, matching you to the perfect place to stay every time. From condos to cabins, places with gardens, grills, and hot tubs. They've got it all.
So let VRBO find a home that matches you. And when you do it, you'll know that you're supporting someone that supports the show. And that's great. So download the VRBO app today and put a stop to frustrating vacation searches and say hello to castles.
Okay, it's back, baby, and available on Verizon. It's Palm, the small practical companion device that syncs with your existing smartphone so all your info is seamlessly connected.
I want to thank Palm for supporting the show, and just so you know, it's not a replacement for your smartphone, but it does have all the same mobility and capability, allowing you to leave your smartphone behind you so you can focus on what's in front of you.
Live your life. Get away from that phone. Get into Palm.
Go to palm.com to learn more and run to your nearest Verizon store to check out Palm for yourself.
Ready, set, run!